day, dearies, and welcome to the Rhett and Sadie May Show. We're so glad you've joined us for another adventure. You all wouldn't believe the things I had to do to get Rhett to let me start the show today.
Oh, enough, dear. Let me speak.
Rhett, behave yourself. Be prepared. He's in a bit of a cheeky mood today.
Oh, now, blimey, that's just not true. And you're never cheeky whatsoever, darling. Please.
All right, all right. Let's give the people what they actually came for.
Yes, of course. Ah, the Mercedes-Benz. Today we're going to take a peek at the brand new 2014 E-Class. I'm so thrilled.
As am I. The E-Class we have now has been so fabulous, and I truly cherish the memories we have made since having it.
Indeed. You remember the first time we ever rode in an E-Class, don't you?
Oh, how could I forget? It was somewhat comical.
Now, let me tell the listeners before you steal the fun. Picture it. There we were in the States. We were invited guests to the Kentucky Derby.
Talk about glamorous. I just loved all the hats and the fashion.
Let's be honest, dearie. You loved those drinks. What were they called again?
Mint juleps, dear, of course.
Well, I'm surprised you could remember. How many did you have? Well, anyway, there we were in a private viewing box. The race was glorious, and it was time to leave. We started to our car, and it began to pour down rain.
Everyone was running like mad. I've never seen such a stampede, and I'm not talking about the horses.
Well, as we approached the car, I jumped to avoid stepping in a pile of, shall we say, horse manure. Yes, let's call it horse manure, and ended up falling completely on my arse. My seersucker suit was in shambles.
I remember it all too well. But you know, Rhett, it was quite funny. Don't you remember how hard we laughed as we drove back to our hotel?
Yes, I do. That was a great time, and I cherish that memory. Now, enough of that.
Right on, dearie. I think we need to get back to the matter at hand.
I agree with you, sweetheart. So, to get started, why don't we take a look at the visual elements of the E-Class presented in the advertisement.
In the advertisement this week, we see a number of vehicles available within the E-Class family. We're introduced to the E350 Sports Sedan, the E350 Sports Wagon, the E63 AMG 4MATIC, and the E350 Luxury Sedan. I must say, I don't have a bad word to say about any of them.
I completely agree, dear. The 2014 E-Class models look stunning. As the commentator points out, this lineup has a fresh look that makes a bold statement. This advertisement takes place mainly with the countryside and mountainous landscapes in the background. This plays to the versatility of the vehicle and its capabilities.
Indeed. Starting with the E350 Sports Sedan, we see an updated face on the vehicle, complete with a star on the grille and large air intakes. It's quite sporty indeed. There are also four LED headlamps on this new model, which I think can be tough on the eyes. But I'll tell you what, Rhett, that commentator sure is easy on the eyes. What a hunk!
Oh my gracious, here we go again! You aren't a bit shy with your opinions, are you, dear?
What fun would that be, darling? Don't act like you would like me nearly as much if I were boring.
Well, I suppose you're right. But back to the subject at hand. As the handsome commentator says, oh goodness, if the outside of the vehicle is all athletics, then the inside is all aesthetics. We see features such as the soft touch dashboard, the command control system, the aluminum switch panel, and the deep wood grain.
Don't forget that gorgeous analog timepiece located on the dash. What a splendid addition.
Absolutely it is. That touch of class is stunning. As far as the E350 Sports Wagon goes, we see the same lines as the Sports Sedan, but this model offers more space with a pop-up third row of seating. It just screams utility. The trunk actually features a hands-free access button that you can push with the tap of your foot.
Well, that's bloody brilliant if you ask me. Moms, you'd never have to struggle with your hands full of kids and grocery bags again.
Speaking of, I think it's time that we go to market again. Our cupboards are practically bare.
Oh, Rhett, we can do that any time. Let's stay on task here, darling, and tell the listeners about the sounds in this advertisement.
Right on, dear. Carry on.
approach for this advertisement is much different than the CLA and GL. The sounds are more soothing and invite you into a world of sophistication.
Absolutely. Although we do hear the sound of the engine as it plays over the background music, it's not the main focus. The commentator is central to this ad.
I'll say. Anyways, as he speaks to you about the car, his tone is gentle and his timbre is soothing. He does not rush through any of the scripts, and he lulls you into a sense of serenity.
I get the feeling that Mercedes wants the viewer to sit back and relax with the luxurious nature of the car as the commentator brings it to life. There are often other sounds, of course, like the music changing as different elements are described, but it is gentle and yet contemporary.
That being said, when they show the AMG model, they really display the sound of the engine, and the background music is a chorus of men and sounds quite muscular.
Well, there you go again, love. Anything to talk about men. Anyway, as the advertisement ends, it transitions back to a gentle tone of music, and it reminds you of the luxury that awaits you.
Should we talk about the messages now, dearie?
Please be my guest.
The advertisement says it best. Every time Mercedes-Benz introduces a new E-Class, something fundamental in car design changes.
Absolutely. This car is a glimpse into the future while maintaining its roots. The artistry of the car is displayed as the commentator describes the aesthetics of the interior. In the middle of all the new technology, there is still the elegance of an analog timepiece.
The driver assistance package is truly amazing. Every system of the car is integrated with every other system, creating the complete driver experience.
This includes stereoscopic cameras that can see in 3D, radar systems, pedestrian recognition technology, and Distronic Plus with steering assist and a collision assistance package. The safety packages are available across the entire E-Class platform.
We've got to talk about the AMG model. It's the first 4MATIC all-wheel drive AMG sedan. It goes from 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. It's the quickest luxury sedan in the world.
Quick, I'll say. I'd race this car against other sports cars anytime. Which reminds me, dear, do you remember that time we were in Monaco for the Formula One race?
Oh, Rhett, it was so romantic. We got to spend time with our dear friend, Prince Albert. I remember all the lovely dinners, and who could forget that night in the casino?
I'll say, we were winning like mad. The roulette table was all ours that night. Good thing we stopped when we did. Our winnings bought champagne for the whole house and left some for your shopping trip the next day.
Oh, hush up, dear. We'll talk about my Burberry next time. Let's finish up this episode.
Lord. Right on, dear. For me, this car delivers everything I think I'm looking for. It has the elegance of charm and the sophistication of new technology and incredible design.
I love it too. Its safety features are astounding, and I know I would feel secure driving in the country or the city. Of course, as always, I love the complete media interface. It just includes everything imaginable.
So what do you think, sweetheart? The sports sedan or the AMG?
Well, Rhett, keep in mind we cannot make our decision until we review one more model.
That's right, you are correct, Sadie Mae. Tell our listeners what we plan to review next week.
Well, of course. Next week, we will take a look at the exhilarating SLK. This hot cabriolet is gorgeous, and we cannot wait to share it with you.
I'll bet that car in red will be hot, hot, hot. Well, until next time, old chaps. Cheerio.
Cheerios are freaking cereal anyway.
It's Cheerio. Good God, just go with it. We've listened to Ta-Ta for 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh. Everybody loves the Ta-Ta. Ta-Ta! There.